I made my way through September and the next month towards the glow. Started to glow.
and live from UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Musqueam territory. This is Thonic Boom. I am your host, Gray. We have a doozy of a show today for sort of a rainy, you know, melancholy, cool day. Not exactly a very nice June day, but you gotta savor these, because then it's gonna be nice all week, and you're gonna wish it was raining again, or at least I will. Anyways, that first song was a song by one of my favorite bands, or just projects, The Microphones, fronted by Phil Elverum of now Mount Erie, of course. That song was The Glow off their album It Was Hot, We Stayed in the Water. And Mount Erie, which is the new project from Phil Elverum, is actually playing a church, I think a church in August, I have to say. And his new album is heartbreaking, of course, A Crow Looked at Me. So if you have any interest in just totally cathartic, depressing folk music, then check his stuff out and go to that show. I'm going to keep with the theme of melancholy folk music and play a song from a woman named Linda Perhax, who in the 70s released a really under-the-radar, amazing psychedelic folk album and then became a dentist and practiced dentistry for about 30 or 40 years before being discovered again. Now she's making music again. It's an amazing story. Anyways, this is Hey, Who Really Cares off the Linda Perhax album Parallelograms. Thanks.
Been coming down for a long time. Changes coming down on me. Can't seem to carry them all now. Been wishing there was someone else I could be. Hey, now who really cares? Hey, won't somebody listen? Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time. I used to think of Ferris wheel light sounds, the Friday hum of neons and blue, but now they're like circular cages of grated tin and rusted wind. Hey, now who really cares? Hey, won't somebody listen? Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time.
One way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Everyone, this is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
And welcome back to Sonic Boom on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Played three songs for you there, I believe. The first of which, a song by musician and not only a musician, but also a practicing dental hygienist, Linda Perhacs, with her song Hey, Who Really Cares, off the 1971 album Parallelograms, after legendary folk artist Vashti Bunyan, with her song Turning Backs off her 2005 album Look Aftering. After that, a song by, I don't even know, the first name is spelled Mango, but I feel like saying Mango is just a horrible, horrible mispronunciation, but I'll say it anyway. Mango Gourian with her song California Shake off the album Take a Picture. Next up, a song from a very elusive but apparently local artist named Lewis. Someone was looking through a budget bin of records one day and they found this record called L'Amour by this artist named Lewis, and it's this amazing, ahead of its time ambient pop, it's, you know, unsettling soft pop record, and they could not find out who this guy was for the life of him, and then they found him and he's living in Vancouver in his 50s. This album came out in the 70s. So yeah, enjoy this. Lewis with his song Let's Fall in Love Tonight off L'Amour.
Thank you. feel like holding you. Can I hear you?
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
And welcome back to Sonic Boom on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Just played four songs of you, for you. The first of which, a song by Lewis, his song Let's Fall in Love Tonight off the 1983 album L'Amour. After, a new song from one of my favorite artists, and I mean that when I say it. I say that a lot, but I mean it this time. Ariel Pink, Another Weekend off what I assume is an upcoming album, possibly called 13. No one really knows. Song is amazing. I've been listening to it all week. Check out that new album when it comes out. And if you haven't listened to Ariel Pink's back catalog, strongly recommend it. After that, continue with the theme of sort of hypnagogic, you know, dreamy music, lo-fi. We have Night Jewel with her song The Answer off her recently released album Real High. And then another hypnagogic pop project I love, Rangers, their song Jane's Well from their album Pan Am Stories. Next up, to keep it the sort of easy, I don't even know if it's the day for this. Honestly, started with sad folk music and now we're on to upbeat 80s music. So we're going to play a song by Orange Juice, the song Rip It Up. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sonic Boom on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Just played two songs for you, the first of which a song by 80s band Orange Juice, the song Rip It Up, off the album Rip It Up. Song after that, legendary band Echo and the Bunnymen. That song was The Cutter off their album Porcupine. And you know, today's Father's Day, so I figured I'd play a song to send tribute to my own father. This is a song that my father and I both love very much. Both listened to a lot, not so much recently, but there, you know, there was a time when we did listen to the song quite a bit, and you know, I just wanted to play it because it's an amazing song, and my father is an amazing person on this very special day. And you know, for Father's Day, if you don't have a father either, celebrate important people in your life, whether that be your mother or another important person, another important elder, role model. Yeah, just celebrate your friends and tell them you love them and your family and whatnot. Anyways, I'm gonna end the show off on that note. If you'd like to listen, you can listen at 101.9 FM every other Sunday, or CITR.ca, and also on CITR.ca is the podcast and track list. So this is Vein of Stars by the Flaming Lips off their album At War with the Mystics. Have a good Sunday, a good week, and an amazing Father's Day. Thank you. ¶¶